This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
I'd like to thank you for joining me. I know your schedules are busy, and I trust that these sessions on basic parenting principles will be helpful to you as you guide and raise your own children. During our last session, we talked about the importance of letting our children know that our marriages come first. And I hope you've had a chance to ponder that and actually spend time working on your relationship to each other as husband and wife. I know that if our kids recognize that our marriages are important to us, they'll be important to them as well. The second parenting principle I'd like to discuss with you is that, as parents, we must minister to the needs of our children. I think this is a principle that we all recognize, but we oftentimes neglect. First, we have to realize that our kids have a variety of needs, and then we have to find ways to reach out and meet those needs. Our family is currently in the midst of planning our first wedding. Our middle son is getting married in just a few months, and let me tell you, the activity around the house is picking up. Detail after detail that needs to be put into place. Since the engagement, though, my wife and I have had many thoughts and questions regarding our parenting. We have three great kids that we love deeply, yet it's at times like this that you hope and you pray that your parenting skills have been successful. It's during these family transition times that our parenting skills are really actually put to the test. We never cease to be parents, but our influence as parents change as our kids mature and grow up. Dr. Clyde Naramore once said, "Taking an interest in our children doesn't take any particular skill. It doesn't cost anything, but it pays big dividends." You'll never see a father's tombstone epitaph that reads, "I wish I'd spent more time at the office," or "I wish I'd spent more time working on that ministry project." The fact is that many fathers wish too late that they had spent more time with their children. Old Testament fathers were to impress the love of God on the hearts and minds of their children while sitting together at home, while traveling together, at bedtimes, and even at mealtimes. On the average, fathers spend only 6 minutes per day in conversation with their children. Isn't that hard to believe? But take a moment to survey how much time you spend in conversation with your children on a daily basis. As I think about the needs that our children have, as a parent, the best posture that we can take is to be interested, to show interest in their specific needs. In this way, we can influence them for a lifetime. So I'd like to share with you 10 ways that you can influence your child and in turn meet some of the needs in their lives. The first thing I'd like to mention is that we need to notice our children. You may say, "That's easy. I notice them all the time." But I've heard a number of kids tell me that their parents don't even know that they exist. As an adult, we know how that feels. We don't want to be ignored. See, being noticed tells us that we matter, that we're important. In some cultures, people believe that children should be seen and not heard, and that's really a shame. Our kids need to be seen, they need to be heard, they need to speak, they need to listen, they need to ask questions. They really need to be noticed. Secondly, we need to encourage our children. You know, we all need encouragement. And our kids need it more than we do. Think back a minute to your childhood. Can you recall the adults in your life that showed you encouragement? Sure, it's easy. But it's just as easy to pick out people who discouraged you. You see, positive influence is crucial in our emotional development. If your children have special talents or natural abilities, recognize them. I think encouragement is part of the training a child in the way God would have him go. Early encouragement can make all the difference. So how are you doing in the encouragement area? Have you encouraged your child today? Have you given him some words of encouragement? I hope so. Thirdly, we need to allow our children to talk. Some of you may say, "My kid talks too much." Well, sometimes our kids live in an atmosphere where they have nobody to talk with. Maybe the communication lines between us and them have fallen apart. I talk to a number of college students who have grown up overseas who tell me that they have no connection with their parents. Their communication lines have literally been broken, and that's a tragedy. When we talk to someone that we trust, it helps us to get rid of our negative or pent-up feelings. Talking and open communication allows our children to process life and to work through current issues that may cause them grief. Not only do we need to allow our children to talk, but we need to really listen to what our children are having to say. You know, there's two sides to communication, not only talking, but also listening. And men, we need practice in this area, not only with our kids, but also with our wives. We tend not to be good listeners. To listen means to give our undivided attention to the other person. In working with primary school-age children, I was amazed at how perceptive they were. Young children are smart. They can tell when we're not listening. As adults, we have mastered the art of multitasking, that is, the ability to do one thing and then hold a conversation at the same time. Well, let me tell you, our kids can see right through that. They know when we're giving them our full attention and when we're not. Listening opens up doors to learn more about the needs of our children. It allows us to hear their heart concerns, their passions, their struggles, and their victories. Just as God listens to us, we need to be listening to our children. Fifthly, we need to show interest in our child's future. I think the key here is to focus in on their future rather than the future we intend for our children. I know that we all have hopes and dreams for each of our children. I have them for mine. But I've come to realize that if I want to have an influence in my kids' lives, I must show some interest in their future, not my intended future, for them. When our oldest son was 23, he was trying to determine what God's will for his life would be. After some career counseling and lots of prayer, talking, and listening, he decided that a career in the film industry was the direction he wanted to head. He informed us that he was moving to California to find work and establish himself in the industry. As a parent, we had a choice to make. We could get very excited about this future that he had been working on, or we could be disinterested and try to persuade him in a different direction. Well, we chose to show some interest in his future. He's been in California now for 3 years and is currently on the North Shore of Oahu filming a major surfing competition, and he's making his mark on the film industry. We're so proud of him. We have shared in his excitement, and he has allowed us to maintain an open door of communication and influence into his life. Showing an interest in your child's future can truly make all the difference. Number 6, we need to let our children ask questions. Kids are just filled with questions, and they are thrilled when they find someone who's willing to listen to their questions. They're just seeking any chance to share their ideas rather than hear ours. They're not looking for pat answers. They get enough of that. If they don't get their answers from you, they will look elsewhere, no doubt about it. So encourage your children to question you about anything. And if you don't have an answer, admit it and work on the solution together. Number 7, it's helpful if we lift up ideals before our kids. What I mean by this is that we help our kids look for something to reach for. As a child, the sky's the limit. You know, we need to look for ways to inspire our kids with realistic yet, at the same time, stretching ideals. Number 8, we need to compliment our kids. We must be looking for ways to give daily compliments to our children. We need to find something each day to let them know how much we value them. These things can be issues related to their daily routine of life, maybe about their character, their personality, their talents, their abilities, schoolwork that they've been involved with. But more than anything, these compliments need to be genuine. Kids can recognize a faker, and genuine compliments assure them of our love and concern, and it's reassuring to them that we care. Another helpful principle is to share your own experiences with your children. To share our experiences of life in appropriate ways often helps more than just a lecture on how they should be doing certain things. We appear more real to our kids when they can see how we have handled our problems and struggles. Being honest, open, and transparent with our kids can be a valuable tool in building deep relationships with them. I would like to stress that this is to be done in an appropriate way and also in appropriate stages of their life. And lastly, and most importantly, we need to do all that we can to lead our kids to Christ and encourage them in their spiritual journey. The greatest influence anyone can ever exert on a child is to share the fact that God created him and loves him and wants him to be involved in his life. And this is an influence that will last beyond life and into eternity with Jesus Christ. The issue that we must face as parents is that we only get one chance. The truth is that the film of childhood cannot be rewound. There cannot be a second run. Our kids grow up so fast. Before we know it, they are out of our homes and starting their own lives. So take advantage of the time you have with them. Reach out and meet their needs. You can do a number of worthwhile things in the course of your life, but nothing can pay such dividends as investing in a child and influencing him for both time and eternity. Spending time with your family is a vital part of your ministry. If you win the world and lose your kids, what really have you accomplished?
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.